Today's daf is daf chavei. So we got six lines down. The first word in line is v'tanakama. We're discussing this machlokas of how many simanim of the olas ha'of has to be a malika performed to it. Is it going to be two? Is it going to be one? Is it like chatas ha'of, which is only one? Or is it like behemoth, which is two? Is it all two entirely? Is it a rove of two? So the Gemara had said v'tanakama. According to the Tanakama, the understanding was you have to cut all shnei simanim, not rov, but all kol shnei simanim. So the Gemara says v'chima acher dinafkalami v'malak v'hiktir, that the drasha had been the malika similar to the haktara, just like haktara. This is six lines down in Chav Beis Amin Alf. Just like haktara, is the rosh is separate from the guf. So to the malika has to sever the rosh entirely from the guf, meaning both simanim. So after we establish malak v'hiktir, so hikrivo lamali. What's in here for hikrivo? Hikrivo is telling us that olas of is different than chatasof. You don't need that once you already establish it. You're cutting two simanim, hikrivo is unnecessary. So the Gemara explains, ila vikrivo, had we not had the word vikrivo, hava mina, I would have thought, my kimishbat chatasof. I would have thought, no, kimishbat like chatasof. Hikrivo is telling me it's not like chatasof, it's actually like chatas behema. So how could we have thought kimishbat and chatasof? So what would you do then if that was a havamina with the psukim of malak v'hikter, v'imishim malak v'hikter, havamina? I would have thought, no, not that malak v'hikter is telling me how the malika should be done, but rather where a malika should take place. I would have thought havamina mahakdara berosha shemizbech af malika berosha shemizbech. I would have thought just like the hakdara takes place on top of the mizbech, so too that's where the malika should be taking place, but not describing how the malika is done, rather where it's done. That's all in the Havamina. But Hasha, Dekasar Achmana Vehikrivo, Darish Be Namiha. So that after we establish it, so then we make such a drasha. So the Gemara now says, Hasha, Dekasar Achmana Vehikrivo, sorry, Chatas Behema Deinaba. So going back to what we learned yesterday, that we said, Kemishbat, Kemishbat Behema, that an Oaf is like a Chatas Behema. So now we had a different dinim we learned from it. The Gemara is going to bring the sources for each one of these. So we said again, Chatas behema ain't ba elam achulin. It only comes from chulin. You can't use maisa sheni. If you have maisa sheni produce that you then redeemed on money, right? The halacha is just to backtrack for a second. Maisa sheni is I take truma, I give it to the kohen. Take maisa rishon, give it to Levi. I take maisa sheni. I need to take maisa sheni fruit and bring it to Shalim. If I don't want to, it's too much. I've got too many fruit. I can then be poda the money rather the fruit onto money. The most has a din of Maisa Sheni, and I buy fruit when I get to Shalayim. So the halacha is you can't use the Maisa Sheni to buy a behema for carbon. So how do you know that Eino ba elam min achulin? A behema, chadat behema must come from chulin. Minalan amar Rav Chista amarkra v'hikiva Aaron es par hachatas asher lo, says the pasuk. There's a pasuk in Achrimos that the Kohen Gadol, in this case Aaron as the Kohen Gadol, would bring a paro shel Aaron, the paro, it's his cow. Asher lo, that's his. Mishel lo, v'lo mishel tzibor, v'lo mishel meister. Des dafka asher lo, that's his. Comes out of his pocket. Not money from the tzibor, not money designated for meister sheni, but has to be mishel lo v'chulun. And just like the par shel Aaron on Yom HaKippurim was a behema chatas, chatas behema, so do every other chatas behema must come mishel lo, namely minachulun. B'yom, how do you know that the chatas behema must take place during the daytime? So Gemara quotes the pasuk. It says "Bayom Tzavaso," that "Bayom Nafka." Sorry, "Bayom Tzavaso Nafka." Wait, but the Gemara yesterday brought a different source, right? Right, so Gemara says "Bayom Tzavaska Nafka." What's the source for the Rashi? Said, look at Rashi three wide lines down. Lamalei Lamifle V'Chadas Behema. Why have to use Chadas Behema as the source? Habakula karbanos ksiv b'yom tzavasa lahakriv demashma b'yom v'lo b'layla v'chol karbanos mimashma. Meaning you don't have to learn the concept that olas of is done b'yom from chatas behema in particular. There's a general yisod throughout all karbanos, all kachim, that dafka b'yom tzavasa. So why is there a limud in particular from chatas behema? To which Gemara says, no, k'dei nesava. Meaning we're just kind of there. It wasn't really a drasha, but sometimes we lump together different halachas, even though it's not necessarily needed to be there. So the din of Bayom wasn't needed to be learned from Chatas Behema, but to learn from a general pasuk that applies to all karbanos. Yada Hayimanis, how do you know that you have to use the right hand? Just like a Chathas Behema, the Kohen uses his right hand to do the Shechita and all the other stages of the Avodah. So to the Malika is done, or the Olas Of is done, the Yada Hayimanis, Midiraba Bar Barchana Nafka, we've seen this many times, Dama Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rish Lakish, Kol Makum Shinemar, Etzba Kahuna, whenever it says the word Etzba, finger, or it says Kahuna, Eino Ela Yamim, it only means Yamim, means you have to use your right hand. So that we learn from Machatas Behema, and we apply it to the Olas Of. The Idach, the other pinion holds, that Rashi, who's the Idach here? Take a look at Rashi just to get the parties involved here. Rashi says, the Idach ha, it's around 10 wide lines down. That's the Rabbanon Tshita. Aval Rabbi Shimon says Rashi, Okim Nahasam de Kuna by Etzba. If it says Kuna, that's not enough. You need to actually say Kuna plus the word Etzba. The Afagav de Ksiv Kuna, even though it says Kuna, he loked by Etzba, Logaminim by Yamim. So now, according to this opinion of Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says, Idach, Kuhuna by Etzba, Etzba lo by Kuna. Others say no. It's not either or. It's only when Kuna says the word Etzba. In other words, Etzba is really the only one that's mechayev you to use your right hand. The word Kohen is not mechayev one to use the right hand, according to Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Memul ha'orif minale. So now we're going back to a previous discussion of Tanakama, who held that you learn Kemishpat Chathas Behema, and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, you learn Kemishpat means Chathas Of. So then the question is, how do you know Mimul ha'orif? How do you know that that's the place that you're supposed to do the proper malika? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mul ha'oref be'ola minale. How do you know? Tarte lo matzi gamrina mine. We can't learn two things from one drasha. Meaning what? If you need the word kemishra to tell me that the mul oref, the area on the neck where you do the malika, tulo yalfis mine achiz rosh guf. You can't learn a second drasha. Fine. So it goes through the whole thing here, but apparently the word of Kemishpat can no longer be available to teach me the lachas of Mul Orif. So then, according to them, who uses a Kemishpat for something else, how do they know Mul Orif? So Gemara says, Minolhu, Gamri Malika Mi Malika. Rashi explains it, Gamri Malika Mi Malika, but Mematzinu. We find a principle at one place to be applied to all other examples. Ma Malika Ha'amura Bechatas. So even though there's no hekesh, no gzer shavah, no nothing directly, but since we have b'mem atzina, where else do we find malika? We find the bechatas of, and the chatas of, the pasuk clear tells us it has to be mimul orif. So too, as a b'mem atzina, as a model, we're able to apply it to a malika in another instance. Even though it's not being learned from the words kemishpat, we could use it through a different drasha, b'mem matzina. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now in the bottom of Chav Beis and Aleph, we've been discussing right now, one last previous Mishnah was about the chilek, the inverse relationship between Malika and Shechita. When Malika was good, Shechita wasn't. When Malika wasn't good, Shechita was good. So now the Mishnah is going to go through a series of these types of relationships of other areas of Halacha. So the Mishnah says, Kasher b'torin pasul b'vnei yona, that which is acceptable for the Torim, which I think they say are like turtle doves or something, that's good for yona, just a regular dove. And that which is kasher b'vnei yona is pasul b'torin. So they have this, again, inverse relationship. And we'll see in a second what's pasul, what's kasher for each one of them. And tchilas hatziuv b'zeh b'zeh pasul. When it begins to get golden, apparently the feathers begin to change color as the bird gets bigger. So when it begins to be in the stage of tziuv, which is almost like yellow, not quite gold, but yellowish. So then it's neither here nor there. It's not young enough to be b'nei yon anymore. It's not old enough to be a b'nei torim. Again, the halacha, I didn't say this, but I'll say this now. B'nei yon are only kasher when they're ketanim, when they're younger. And the torim are only kasher when they're older, when they're gedolim. But the opposite isn't the case. So during the tziv, which is the stage in between, where they're transitioning from being katan and to a gadol, from a b'nei yona to a torim, so then it actually would be possible in both. It's neither here nor there. So the Gemara says, last few lines of the Amud here, Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches, Torin gadol and ksherin, the torin only when they're older, more mature, are they acceptable, but when they're katanim, they're psulim, when they're small, then they're not acceptable. And b'nei yona, the regular dove, is the opposite, where it's katanim, when they're small, dafka, that's when they're ksherin. But gedolim, psulim, when they get mature, then they're actually possible. So nim, so what comes from this is that which is kasher b'torin is possible b'vnei yona, and that which is kasher b'vnei yona is possible b'torin. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us, Torim gedolim v'lo katanim. Torim are only acceptable when they're big. V'lo katan, but not when they are small. Sheyachla, I would have thought that Torah should be acceptable even when they're ketanim. Why? Based on a dinhu, based on a kalvachomer. Balo dinhu. What's this kalvachomer? Ma b'nei Yonah, just like b'nei Yonah. Shelo huchshar b'gdolim, huchshar b'ketanim, that the b'nei Yonah are only acceptable when they're ketanim, and they're not acceptable when they're gedolim. So Torim shuchshar b'gdolim, Torim which are acceptable when they're gedolim, eino din shuchshar b'ketanim, certainly they should also be acceptable when they're even ketanim. Tamalomer, therefore the pasuk says, Torim gedolim below ketanim. The only Torim, when they're bigger, even though the pasuk doesn't say actually gedolim in them, it says, but it does say Torim, so only when Torim are big, we'll see how that drasha works in just a second. Torim only when they're gedolim, but not when they're ketanim. It's a special because there's a kasuv, which again, we can't appreciate just yet. Now the opposite, the Gemara suggests a different kalvachomer. B'nei Yonah ketanim velo gedolim. We only accept the B'nei Yonah, the dove, when they're small, not when they're mature. Sheyachol v'halo dinu, we could have thought a kalvachomer and accept it. Ma torim shlo huchshiru b'ketanim yet huchshiru b'gdolim, that we only accept the torim when they're big, but not when they're small. So shouldn't we now say b'nei Yonah shuchshiru b'ketanim, when they're acceptable when they're small? Eino din, certainly shuchshiru b'gdolim, they should be acceptable even when they're big. Tam lomer b'nei Yonah ketanim v'lo g'dolim, we only accept the b'nei Yonah when they're small and not when they're big. So my Talmud, where's the drasha? The pasuk doesn't say anywhere gedolim, it doesn't say ketanim. So who says these are the marks? These are the age limits for the Yonah and the Torah. So Gemara explains, Amar Rava, lo l'shamikra, the pasuk didn't remove from saying, it did not say, lichtov min b'nei Torah o min hayona. What the pasuk actually says is the side tells us hikriv min hatorim o min b'nei yona. The word b'nei only appears next to the yona. It says min hatorim o min b'nei yona. So why didn't the pasuk say min b'nei torim o min hayona? Why didn't it say the word b'nei next to torim? Ema b'nei yona. Why is it b'nei yona dafka? The b'nei next to yona, not next to torim. Dechazu be'yachmana b'nei ketanim in gedolim lo. So I could have suggested again that the first shot is that since it doesn't say b'nei Torah, but it says b'nei Yonah, b'nei children means Yonah only when they're young, and Torah even only when they're old. So now the Gemara is asking again, sorry, Ema, let's say b'nei Yonah, the cause of Berachmana, b'nei ketanim in, gedolim lo, maybe only the Yonah is restricted to having b'nei Yonah, that they have to be ketanim only, children still. But maybe I would say Torah, since there is no qualifications, ibay gedolim laisi, ibay ketanim laisi. Maybe you should be able to bring either one, because it doesn't specify b'nei Torah. It doesn't say, I don't know, avi Torah. There's no other word describing it. Maybe it's open to which type of Torah you could bring. So the Gemara says, no, can't be, because dumya to b'nei Yonah. The Torah are being compared to b'nei Yonah. Ma b'nei Yonah ketanim in gedolim lo. Only one of the age brackets, only ketanim work for the Yonah, so to have Torah, only one of the age brackets should work as well, namely the Gedolim in and the Ketanim law. So again, the drasha becomes B'nei Yonah means Ketanim, Stam Torah means Gedolim, and the opposites won't work. So Tanur Rabban of the Braisa tells us now, Yachu, one may think, Yachu, Yehu, Ka, Torah, Mechol, B'nei Yonah, K'sherim. I mean, one may think all aged Torah, all aged B'nei Yonah are acceptable. Tamalomer min hatorim v'lo kol hatorim. Whenever the word says min, from some of, not all of. So that tells us already there's a limitation. Not all torim are acceptable. So too, min b'nei yonah, some of the b'nei yonah are acceptable v'lo kol b'nei yonah, but not all yonahs are acceptable. Prat, to exclude which age is unacceptable, l'tchilas hatziuv shebazeh u'shebazeh shepasol. There is a certain age that tziuv where they're both unacceptable. So Rashi Mishias Chilu Letzai, which I think is to be start getting yellow a little bit, not quite gold, but starting to yellow a bit. That's an area where it's not yet a gadol, but it's no longer a katam. So Rashi explains now. Right, just look at Rashi just to make that clear. I mean, we don't see Rashi, we know that. Fine. Gemara goes Vayitur now. Gemara says, at what age, what stage are the Torah now acceptable? They're born as unacceptable. They're born as ketanim, of course. So at what point do they mature into gedolim? Mishi as hivu, when they become golden, which is more gold than tzahav. Tzahav is like a yellowish, I think they define it, right? And zahav is gold. So when they become really gold, so then that's when they're gedolim and the Torah are acceptable. So then, they have no pictures. Do you have, like, no. Okay. I don't know, doves are yonim or in b'nei Torah are gold. I don't know. They're like pigeons. Several doves are types of pigeons, I think. I think they're all part of the same family. But okay, I don't know what kind of golden birds we're talking about. But either way, that's the stage in which they become gedolim. So then the Gemara says, Mei Masai b'nei Yonah psulun, when are the b'nei Yonah apostle? Mishiat Sivu, when they begin to turn yellow a little bit, then they're no longer considered ketanim. So Tani Yaakov Karcha, Meimasai Bnei Yonah Ksherma, at what point are the Bnei Yonah acceptable? Mishialuhu. So even though the Bnei Yonah are acceptable as Ketanim, they're not immediately permitted. When they're, the chicks are hatched, newly hatched Yonim, they're not acceptable. It has to be Mishialu. What's Yalu? It's a strange word. So who Tani Le, who Amarla? So Yaakov Karcha explained as follows. Amarle, Efroch of Yalu Dam, based on the pasuk in Eov, that the little chicks were able to absorb the blood. Rashi explains here that, where's that Rashi here? The Rashi? I thought there's a Rashi. Yeah, see Rashi, Hu Amarla, it's around 10 narrow lines up. Hu Amarla, Mefarish Haya, HaMishnah, Bidaito, Di Mishiyalau, Lashon Efroch of Yalu Dam, Mishiyev Lehem Dam, Matze Bibsar. When there's blood already in the skin of the animal, the Chishamit God, for the Gemara is about to explain this, when you remove a feather, Minei, Asa Minei Dama, you poke a feather out, some blood comes out. So that's what he says, Amar Abai, back inside now, Amos, when is this true in the Efroch of Yalu? When does it happen? Amar Abai, Miche Shamed God Faminei, when you pluck out a feather, Asa Dama, some blood comes out. So again, a brand new, freshly hatched Yonah is not acceptable. But when it develops enough where the feathers will cause some blood to be drawn when you pull out the feather, that's when it's now old enough to be Bnei Yonah, it's a katan. But once the feathers begin to turn yellow, then the Bnei Yonah are no longer acceptable. Okay, the Gemara now asks an interesting shaila now. We're not going to get into some of the answers now because it goes into the next daf, and the daf's also small. We need to say something about tomorrow's daf as well. These are short dafim. But the Gemara asks the question, we'll leave off with this question. Ba'i Rebbe Zera, Bezer asks the following shaila. Ha'omer hare alai ola min ha'torim o min b'nei yona v'hevi t'chilas ha'tziv shebezeh mahu. So what's the din? A guy says, I want to bring either a b'nei yona or I want to bring a min ha'torim. Either one I want to bring. So he brings that that age where it's yellow, where it's too old to be a katan, but too young to be a gadol. So what's the din? Is that acceptable? Because the Gemara explains this shaila. Mahu, do we say it's a sveikahe v'nafik? Do we say that time period when it's yellow, it's either b'nei yona or it's torm? We just don't know which one. We can't ascertain. It's one or the other. We just don't know. So maybe by me bringing the yellow one, it's got to be either a Tor or a Yona, so I fulfill my obligation. My obligation was to bring either a Yona or a Torm, either one of them. So I brought the yellow one. So it's got to be, even though I don't know which one it is, it's got to be one of them. So I'm Yotze Mechiv. Or are we saying Dilma Birya Have, Philonophic? It's its own creature, which really means it's its own stage. There are really three stages. It's going to be Katan, there's Tziuv, and there's Gadol. So since Tziuv doesn't work for either one, it's a no man's land, it won't be acceptable. Or as we say, there are really only two stages. There's Katan and Gadol, but there's a part where they overlap, or at least it's unclear what it is during that time. So since I don't know, I can't bring it l'chachila, if I want to bring it an obligation of mine, which I said either Tor or Bnei Yonah, so then I can bring it during that stage because it would be a time period of being a Safek. So that's the interesting Safek Rabbi Zeira raises, but again, we'll leave it to tomorrow to continue to learn through this question.